This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Mike Lindell, okay? Great guy. Done a lot to help some of us out. I want you to go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Look around. You know, set some goals for yourself. You'll save a boatload of money when you go there. If you use promo code Joe on your way out when you check out, you will save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Now, y'all use sheets, pillowcases, blankets, pillows, what else they got? They got towels, the whole nine yards. I mean, everything that, you know, some of you used to shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, come on, I know your little secret. You were shopping there. And then they cut out Mike Lindell and others, and, you know, where they're gone. This is what you need to do. Support people like Mike Lindell. Use promo code Joe on the way out, MyPillow.com. You'll save 30 to 70%. You'll get product that you need, that you'll use, that you'll be more than happy with. I guarantee it. All right? That simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nowadays, when I first started the show, I'd hear these stories. I go, another whack at it again, try to make us look stupid. I'm getting to the point now where no more. I look at this stuff and I go, you know, it's possible. So right now you're looking at that missing Biden corruption whistleblower. I don't know if some of you followed it at all. He disappeared. And he couldn't be found for quite some time. Dr. Gal Luft is his name. He released a 14-minute video to the New York Post on Thursday. He detailed some real damning allegations against Joe Biden and his family in many massive cover-ups, you know. But I think today, frankly, guys, honestly, we don't care anymore. I mean, society has become so corrupt itself. What's the government going to give me? What's in it for me? Right? They don't pay attention. They're out working. They'll say, I'm raising children. Well, okay, we all are. Some of us are also raising grandchildren as well. You're out helping people. We're all doing something. But the reason you stayed in this country, the things you came here for, won't exist anymore if this keeps up. And so again, he lays his whole thing on. I hope they don't trace him back. I hope they don't find him. He laid out the massive international bribery scheme. Now, it was filmed in an undisclosed location. He is moving from place to place to place. Now, if you get up on a Gateway Pundit, he's got it all laid out. They previously reported that Luft vanished from Cyprus today, in April under mysterious circumstances. But you know what? Yeah, he created the mysterious circumstances. He did it to himself because he doesn't want anybody to know where he is. He doesn't want to put them in that position. Right? Now, Luft was an advisor to the CEFC. That's the China Energy, a business conglomerate, got real close ties to China. Well, look, let's be honest about it. If it's in China, it's owned by China, period. That's a group that paid Hunter Biden approximately $5 million in 2017 alone to secure energy deals in the United States. Now, Gal said he was arrested in Cyprus to stop him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee. Now, Luft has evidence that the Biden family received payments from the individuals with ties to Chinese military intelligence, that they had an FBI mole who shared the classified information with their benefactors from China. You know, and this is not the first time this stuff has happened. It's not just with Biden. There's a verified story that Billy Bob Clinton, he shared information with the Chinese about our stealth bombers and our stealth flyers. And they were going to help him get the heat off of him on the Monica Lewinsky issue. Get that gun. Now, Dr. Gal Luft, under normal circumstances, he said, I'd be testifying before Congress about my experience with CFC. Sadly, due to circumstances I shall describe here in this video. And it's too bad that I'm forced to tell you this through the video. He said, my ordeal goes back to, I'm going to read some of this to you because, honestly, you need to know this. My ordeal goes back to the fatal decision I made in March of 2019 to share this with the U.S. government, my knowledge about the Biden family relations with CFC. As I said, think about it. It was March of 2019. In a two-day session at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels, I insisted that the meeting take place in March because at the time, there were rumors that Joe Biden was planning to run for president. I saw this as my civic duty. God bless him. I wish we had more like him. He knew it was his duty to alert the government beforehand, give it enough time to probe the issue. He said, I want to be clear, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I have no political motive or agenda. The DOJ sent to Brussels a delegation of six people. Two prosecutors from the Southern District of New York. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. They've got to hear this. This is why they're afraid to come forward. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seriously. You know, you can't just sit back and let it happen and hope that somebody else picks it up or runs with it. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, I'm on the rampage now. What can I tell you? So I was talking about the whistleblower that has some real serious information against the Bidens. He basically had to flee the country because the DOJ was looking for him. What do you think they were going to do to him? Now, he was in Brussels. He made his way to Brussels. The DOJ sent a delegation of six people, two prosecutors from Southern District of New York, and four FBI agents. One of them was the special agent, Joshua Wilson. Now, that FBI agent, one in particular, he was a field agent from Baltimore, which also happened to cover Delaware. Perhaps the most alarming information I revealed was of a mall within the DOJ who who shared classified information with Hunter Biden and his Chinese partners. Now, the information I provided the FBI in March of 2019 was fully corroborated 9 months later when the famous laptop showed up. So here they got information long before the laptop showed up, long before anybody knew about the laptop. Laptop shows up, corroborates this, and what happens? Nothing. Right? The laptop contained all the emails, the receipts. It was handed to the FBI. They didn't have to do any work. And guess who seized the laptop from the computer repair shop? It was Special Agent Joshua Wilson. So what made you think you were going to get anywhere? You know, I've got to say, I don't know how these guys sleep at night. Yeah, I mean, the majority of the FBI agents are solid people. Like I said, I had family in the FBI. I think I still have one in there. So anyhow, he was in Brussels. In other words, the FBI knew about all of that from the whistleblower. And they did nothing with it. He was a threat. The whistleblower was a threat. Because he knew, he had the goods on what happened. So I think more and more people, and, you know, can I say something without hurting anybody's feelings? It doesn't matter if I do. How stupid are you that you keep putting this stuff up on YouTube and it gets taken down or deleted? I'm just asking because to me it makes absolutely no sense. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going to happen to it. You know what they're going to do to it. You know they don't care about you in any way, shape, manner, or form. So why do you keep doing it? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, what was that Nancy used to say all the time? Anybody remember? Was it the, oh, that's right. Nobody is above the law. Nobody. Well, unless you're a Democrat. I mean, seriously. So Democrat Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayers promised Friday to ignore a major Supreme Court ruling that prevents the government from compelling speech. After the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 Friday that Colorado cannot require a Christian web designer to create wedding sites for same-sex couples because it violates their religious beliefs, Mayors vowed not to enforce what she called the woeful, misguided majority decision. Wow. This is what I've always said to you. I said this to you guys for the longest time. They see everything as a dictatorship. They see everything as they are the height of the law. They decide what's right for you, what's wrong for you. They decide whether your kids can go to church, not go to church, believe in God, not believe in God. It's all on them. When they get elected, it's all about what they believe to be true. And you can't change it. Let that sink in. That's dictatorial. That's fascism. And yet they call us fascists. It shows you that there's either a mental disconnect between brain and mouth. Come on, let that sink in. They don't know what fascism is? They really don't? Creative LLC versus Alliance has challenged the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. It prohibits public accommodations from restricting services based on sexual orientation. So he's going to push back and say to the Supreme Court, yeah, you know, I know what you guys are there for, but I really don't agree with you. And most of these DAs, governors, I've already had this discussion with you guys too, they don't know what the Constitution says. They have no clue. And I'm not joking. They have no clue to what it says. They've never been through it. They've never really studied it for any length of time. And when I say study it, I'm not talking about 2 years of studying the Constitution. You go over to Patriot Academy, PatriotAcademy.com, there's all kinds of material there that you can use to truly learn. Now, even some of you, whether you're in the chat room, on my mailing list, send me emails, you know, you really don't know. I learned so much from taking these classes about the Constitution. I learned so much about what our founding fathers were doing when they put certain things together. You know, there were six different versions of the Second Amendment before they finally decided on this one, and a lot of conversation around it. But the general consensus was nobody should get in the way of you, Joe Q. Public, owning a gun. So when you go back and actually look, you know, you hear these terms, originalists. What that means is they were looking for the original intent. What was the original intent? Anyway. Now, he goes on to say, well, my office is still reviewing the decision to determine its effects. I agree with Justice Sotomayor. Well, now you get to pick which one, right? The idea that the Constitution gives businesses a right to discriminate is profoundly wrong. But they didn't put any caveats in there. Right? I mean, they look, technically, right? Technically, you can yell. I went through this last week. We all say, well, there are limits. Like, you can't yell fire in a theater. Well, actually, yes, you can. This First Amendment doesn't say, except when it's going to hurt somebody. Except when it might kill somebody. When you do something like that, and you cause people to die, and you knew it was a joke, or you knew it was wrong, you should be brought up on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Again, we're back to who decides on these things? Who decides what's it's like hate speech? I have this fight with constant with lefties close to me all the time. What is hate speech? Because your hate speech is different than mine. I don't care what you call me. I don't curl up in a ball, crawl into the corner, and can't live the rest of my life out. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant General Alexis Grankovich, says it's unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS, so something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
The U.S. Air Force in the Middle East called the incident unsafe and unprofessional. professional. Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and safety features will automatically be enabled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that, seriously, that you're with me, that you're spending time with me. I know how important, you know, time is. It's very precious. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, all right, you guys in the chat room, I think you're kind of. Look. Do I agree? They're talking about kind of which way you... See, I'm telling you people, if you get involved, go into the chat room. Go over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. The live chat room there. But as I always like to say, people smarter than I are in there. I do believe at some point in time that Joe Biden eventually will have to step down because of health issues. Okay? I don't know when, where, or how. Haven't really worked it out in my head because it'll be a way, it will be a way for him to get away from all these things that are going on. The mafia type of stuff. Whoever steps in, which legally, right, would be the Cackler, she will give him a full writ, a full pardon on everything. You watch. And I don't agree at all, Whitmer and or... well, Whitmer, no, nowhere near the D.C., but Governor Newsom, maybe. Maybe. And I think that's why they're so afraid of Kennedy Jr. Because if something happens to Joey B., I think Newsom, not Newsom, but RFK Jr. can walk into that situation. And, again, it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. To make sure that we make all the noise humanly possible. Now, as far as some of you thinking that Tim Scott or something along those lines would be VP, I'm, again, not so sure I agree with you because that position is perceived to be the next president. That's the perception, right? Ron DeSantis, on the other hand, I don't think he'll take the position because, you know, these are alpha dogs, right? He wants to be president. End of discussion. I think it'd be stupid not to take the position. But legally, you cannot have the president and the vice president from the same state. So somebody's got to move. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-7325. Well, gee, maybe Christie will take the job. I'm just saying. We're talking about nobody being above the law because, you know, again... You got some of these DAs, they're already picking and choosing what laws they'll they'll enforce. And see, this is where DeSantis did a great job in Florida, by getting rid of the DA there, or the AG there, that would not uphold the law. You guys, you got to remember something. As much as we're in love with him, and I don't dislike the guy, don't get me wrong, okay, but he's got a Republican stronghold. It's easy to get stuff done. What happens when he got people pushing against him? What happens when he's got to put a coalition together? What happens when he gets resistance of, 400 plus House, House Republicans, or not House Republicans, House members? All right, I mean, that's simple. And again, our Republicans at the federal level, I'm not so sure they have the guts to do anything at this point. How long have they had, seven months into this? Who has been indicted? Who's been arrested? Who's been taken? Look at all the evidence we have. Who's been anything? Right? Nobody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, I want to have some fun with this one article, but I really can't do it without Sonya Schmidt. She would have a lot of fun with this. The lefty, whatever you want to call them, they're out of control right now with this, calls for Stephen A. Smith, to be removed from ESPN, to be fired. Now, here's the funny thing about it. He's constantly talking about black issues. The ones calling for him to be fired, none of them are white. Now, he hasn't shied away from discussions yet with recent ESPN firing spree. Smith first came to his colleagues' defense by saying, hey, they deserve better. But now they're trying to take that host out. He went on to say, y'all can kiss my blankety blank twice. And I'm talking directly to people in the industry who sat up there and said, why isn't Stephen A. gone? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few people at ESPN getting paid more than me. They don't have the number one show. They don't have the top ratings. They don't generate more revenue than I do. And by the way, none of them are black. How come he didn't bring their names up? I'm talking to those folks, the critics of the media, or the wannabe media, with the blogosphere websites that never really went through the terrain of being official members of anything. That's who I'm talking to, and that's who I'm talking about. Now, Stephen, he survived the first round of layoffs, and he's well aware that he could be the next one to get fired. You know? And frankly, with his following, he might even do better on his own. Now, firing Smith wouldn't be a logical move anyhow. From my understanding, from what I've read, he generates a lot of revenue for the company. He's one of the best-liked, well-known media personalities in sports. Right? He's truly A-list, if you would. So, these companies are into money big time. I know they've made some pretty stupid decisions as of late. You know, ESPN's parent company is Walt Disney. If you think about it, Walt Disney's having to go around everywhere with all its child companies, having to cut people everywhere. Gee, I wonder why they're not making any money. Yeah, I go back, some of you guys remember the, what was it, Noah. The movie Noah. Not that you remember Noah himself, stop it. The movie Noah, though. And we had talked about it then. There were two movies that almost came out exactly at the same time. And one version of Noah was Hollywood's version. And as you would imagine or could understand, unlike Hollywood of old, they didn't use the Bible as the, to write the script. They took a story and decided to twist it. Their story of Noah had to do with the fact that we were mistreating the planet. That's why the floods came. Mother Nature took us on, so to speak. The movie flopped. It just died big. And the real version of Noah that came out almost at the same time did great at the box office. Fantastic. Which is what should have happened. But they don't seem to care. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. For some of you, that really, I won't say into the religion stuff. You know, as I keep telling you, you know I'm a Christian, and some of these stories make me nuts. So right now, MSN. They've got a piece out on Josh Hawley. They said he put a fake quote out about America's Christian Foundation. He's left out the dark origin of this country. Now think about that. I just told you earlier, it's always interesting to me that these non-Christians or people who really don't study the Bible are going to tell me what it says. Right? Now, they say that this is classic. MSN says that Josh Hawley he marked the 4th of July by tweeting propaganda. Just amazing. He said, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. I'm sorry. That's true. We were founded on Judeo-Christian principles, period. Now, some of the nutjobs on the left that are atheists will start sending me emails saying, hey, you know, Jefferson wanted nothing to do with religion. He wanted to, you know, do your homework. That's not true. Was he a classic Christian in the true sense of the word? No, he wasn't. But he made comments like, you know, the principles of Christianity, the precepts and principles of Christianity is what would make this a great nation. I'm paraphrasing. All right, you've got Benjamin Franklin who said that you needed a good school and a Bible in your neighborhood, you know, studying the Bible to make a strong country. So do your own homework. I'll talk more about this the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And that's what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution, okay? I'm talking about the MSN saying that Josh Hawley made a fake quote or fake statement about the Christian founding of this country. Now, see, this is again where they interject what they want you to believe without really doing any studying. PatriotAcademy.com. There's several classes you can take. They're worth your time as much as you think you know. I'm telling you, everybody I've gone through this class with several times will tell you the same thing. I never knew that. I was amazed. I didn't know that's what they did. Right? I mean, truly. Now, they go on to say, it's unfortunate to see a senator, graduate of Stanford and Yale, along with so many other Republicans, lead people astray. You know, I mean, seriously. Now, Hawley seems certain that the United States was founded on Christian principles and as a Christian nation, but members of one faith tradition. That's not what he said. Point blank, yeah. The nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. If you go read the Federalist Papers, truly read the Federalist Papers, you find out that the founding fathers, you know, they used over 1,500 scriptures, or referenced, I should say, to come up with the laws. Many of the laws come straight out of Leviticus. You know, and when they talk about thou shalt not kill, you know, killing is against the law. You know, they came up with different ways. You know, you had murder, you had killing, you had justified killing, you know, all of this. Those were all part of the Bible. That's where they came from. They didn't come from a bunch of white guys sitting around and deciding this now will be the law. Let's pull another one out of a dark space from our behinds. Right? And what they love to do is they love to go to this one. The Treaty of Tripoli in 1797. Ending the war between the United States and the Barbary pirates. Now, John Adams wrote that the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. Goes on to say that Thomas, who was a bitter and an ideological rival to Adams, agreed in writing that Christianity neither is nor ever was part of the common law. Yeah. Who were the Barbary pirates? Anybody know? Yeah. Yeah, they were Muslims. Okay, they were majority Muslims. Do your homework. Part of the treaty, part of what was said, part of what was written, is to keep those guys at bay. But you never hear that. I don't have time to go into it right now. But what I love about this is for a country that was never a Christian country, how about the Treaty of Paris that we signed with the Brits? That actually gave us our freedom, if you would. The treaty that we signed in Paris with the king, giving us our, you know, leaving us alone, stopping all hostilities, starts off with this line. Can anybody please tell me what other religion this belongs to? In the name of the Most Holy Trinity, is there any other religious belief other than Christian that uses the term Holy Trinity or Trinity? None. Not a one. So you can twist it, you can play with it, and you can do whatever you want, but you really need to pay attention. Okay? You need to pay attention and really find out why and where this information is at. So that when they do stupid stuff like this, and your buddy's sitting next to you on the bus, at the workplace, in the lunchroom, and he says, you know, this is what Jefferson said here, here, and here. Look, Jefferson was the only guy that signed his proclamations, his resolutions, in the year of our Lord Christ. Wasn't any ambiguous Lord anywhere? You know, Lord Smith from wherever? No, it was in the year of our Lord Christ. I mean, you've got to be extremely dishonest or extremely stupid not to figure that out. Okay? I mean, just deal with it where it's at. Glad I got that off my chest. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55, let me see what I got. Yeah, 6-3. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, got another one of my little irritants here. And I kind of touched on this the other night. Joe Biden's going to spend another $42 billion of your money. He wants to bring high-speed internet to the middle of the country that he hates so much. Now, come on, you know that's true. I do not believe that he wants to do it by any stretch of the imagination. I don't believe he wants to do this to make sure that they have a way to get the information they need. Okay? I think it's a way for him to make sure that the propaganda that they want to put out gets to those people. Now, you don't have to agree with me. That's why, you know, I know that's why some of you love me, because I'll still be your buddy if you don't agree. But to what other reason? Remember, they made fun of these people clinging to their Bibles and their guns. Remember that? They're low information people. They're idiots. Don't you know that? Now, you know I don't believe that at all, but this is the way they lay it out. They want you to believe that these people are so stupid that we need to bring them the internet to enlighten them. No, they're going to fill you with propaganda. They're going to hope that your kids... Think about something. In 2019, shortly after the pandemic was announced and all of that, and people doing things on the, you know, on the internet, these young kids, the transgenderism spiked 1,500%. You really think that was an accident? Get these kids on these, you know, websites, on these pages, on TikTok, and watch what happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, take a listen. This guy nails this, big time.
Joe Biden just announced they will spend $42 billion to bring high-speed internet to rural America. Sounds amazing, right? High-speed internet is infrastructure, his White House intern who writes this tweet said. According to the Washington Post, this spending will help 8.5 million families. Quick math. $42 billion divided by 8.5 million equals $4,941 per family. Approximately $5,000 per family, and that's assuming they finish the project on budget and on time. Let's take a step back. Into the heart of Middle America, where the resistance lies. Into open plains where conservative values thrive. The government wants to selflessly give? Knock on every door. We're here from the government and we're here to help. Hardwire you directly into our system. Not so we can control information. Not so we can cut you off for non-compliance. So we can help. Because we are good people. America's heartland. Wear the mask, they said no. Shut down your business, they said no. Defund the police, they said no. Final offer. We'll give you 4K streaming. Will that be enough? $42 billion in a 7-year plan. I can solve it today. Give the homes a Starlink for $600 a pop. There you go. I just saved you $37 billion. Nothing in life is free.
No kidding. Yes, it is that simple. Right? The guy, this is why I always say, and others like me always say, whenever the government gets their hands on something, it's done. You might as well hang it up. It's done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, back at it again. Look, we're gonna go in the next hour. We're going to talk about smartphones again. I know some of you guys might be tired of hearing it. I don't know what to tell you. Too bad. I'm not trying to be mean here, but we need it. We need to hear about it. We need to hear about it over and over again. You heard Dr. B talking about it the other day. The suicidal tendencies for these kids are getting worse. There's no reason for this. Absolutely none. Again, God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Always appreciate your time with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You know, they've got a lot of great shows, too. You may want to check that out as well. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Look, sign up for the email blast. Sign up for all kinds of stuff there. Read the stories. Let me know if you like them, you don't like them. I need info. How's that? Anyway, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.